pretty sure me and you just sound exactly the same for all of that. It's crazy. We even went up the octave or down it, whichever way it was.
Yeah, it's that called was... keeping a tempo.
Yeah, that was a perfect thing.
Those piano lessons weren't wasted.
So glad Coop didn't do it.
Oh, God, me too.
Yeah, what a guy. Can't even keep sync. So I mean, I'm not saying I could, but like...
I was about to say, signing up Olive for next time?
Yeah, totally. Hey, so I'm going to be sick next week?
That's great.
What do you mean? You're running the session.
Hmm?
Olive.
Huh?
Ooh.
Oh, it says DM.
Oh, God, yeah. You know how slow that game would be? It would be so chilled out and mellow.
Yeah, that would.
So you walk up to a house. It's a really big house.
Yeah,
There's a man there with a knife. He's got a knife. It's a very nice knife. You like this knife.
It wouldn't be a good session.
It would be just 2 hours of, like, introduction.
I'd have you all asleep in, like, 30 minutes.
So, this is such a...
If we did, like, a bedtime session, maybe, but...
Ooh, whoa.
Oh, no.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, Jesus. That's too good.
All right, well, hello everybody, and welcome to the 10th episode of Dungeon Death Sentence. I honestly didn't think it would, like, go this long, I'm not going to be honest. I thought this would be, like, an every once in a while thing, but here
guys,
we are at episode 10.
Wait, you're not going to be honest. I'm not going to be honest.
I didn't think it would go this long.
It's okay, Coop. You don't have to be honest. I believe in you and trust you anyway.
I appreciate you guys actually picking up on that.
We do listen to you. Damn it. Any better than you listen to you.
I wonder sometimes, though. You know, it's funny, too, because generally it takes me, like, a couple hours to get all the material together, you know, rewriting some things and just finding stories. But today it took me, like, 20 minutes. Because
you must have been so bored.
No, there were just so many people who were having disputes with their players and DMs, and I was just like, holy cow.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so it makes life worth living.
It does. I chose a couple easy ones and, like, one that was slightly more like, what the hell. So I think we'll have fun with this.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But my name is Coop, and today I'm joined by Engines.
Hi!
Onyx.
Sup.
And Olive.
Heyo.
Yep, yep.
And today, yeah, we'll be deciding who's on the wrong end of the arguments between the DMs and players.
DM's so... wrong. End of case. Right. See ya. Sorry.
Okay,
carry on.
Understood. All right. So the first scenario is called, if you die in the game, you die for real.
This only sounds right. Sus.
So... a brand new D&D player joins a group with, like, some of their old friends. And with, like, lots of help, they ended up creating, like, an elf wizard to play. They mainly kind of, like, kept back and roleplayed here and there since they were kind of shy and this was their first time playing D&D, so they didn't really want to, like, interject too much and were trying to gain their footing. And there were a couple times that they thought they were being ignored by the DM when they wanted to do certain things, but just assumed that the DM didn't hear them, since it was often the case that people did speak over them when they were trying to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the group gets into the first combat in the third session. All of them are still level 1, and, like, the other party starts explaining how to do combat to the new player. So the group is facing off against, like, 8 kobolds, and during the combat, all of the kobolds go for the new player.
That's mean.
Oh, it gets better. So the elf wizard goes down to 0 HP, and then two more of the kobolds start attacking him, and the elf gets two strikes on his death counter. When it eventually is the player's turn, they actually roll badly, and the character dies.
Is the DM not there?
And DM was there.
Are you sure?
Well, I mean, the session ended with the rest of the groups killing the kobold, so I'm pretty sure he was there to be like, yep, they're dead.
Fuck.
Yeah. So, the player later on texted in a group chat asking what character that they should make next, when the DM said that they were dead and not coming back. The player responds with, like, you know, I know I'm dead. I'm asking about my new character here.
And the DM
just says, no, once your character dies, you are dead and can no longer play in the campaign.
Wow.
No one else in the chat really spoke up about this, and the player, you know, obviously confused and a little hurt, leaves the group.
Wow. It's a dick move.
Yeah.
That sounds like the DM don't like the player. And it also sounds like it's a bit of a, everybody went, you know what, he's not really gelling or fitting in, let's just kill him off. That massively targeted, in my eyes.
No, I mean, there's, I think, better ways to tell somebody, hey, we don't think you're meshing with us. Like,
what's weirder is, it sounded like it was first session?
Third session when they died.
Okay. Yeah, what the shit, man? Fuck that DM.
Yeah.
Like, there is...
Ways and means.
Yeah. If the player is getting talked... Maybe that's... The DM was like, okay, this player's not really speaking up during sessions. He's not really vibing with the energy. Yeah, let's just kill his character. And then, we don't have to deal with that anymore. No, that's not how that works at all.
Well, like, I've played D&D with y'all in this group, and then Skype before, and then in a couple of places with a couple of other people, but you die in game, like, and you're out of the campaign in general. Like, I don't think I've ever heard that used. So, it was literally just, you know, a targeted thing. I'm sure if now some of the other players go and their characters get killed, I'm sure they're not going to do the same thing. Like, yeah, it's just, there's 100% better ways to not make hard feelings over a fucking tabletop game, you know.
Yeah, you could just pull them to the side, have a word, like, you know, you're not... Are you right with this group? Are you gelling well? Do you feel like you get enough attention? Do you need some more limelight? If it's their roleplay that's the problem, then it's just like, could you adjust your fucking character a little bit? He's a bit of a dick and we don't like him. If you carry on this way, I'm going to have to remove him regardless. You know, talk to the fecker. Don't just kill him. Eight kobolds. Okay.
So I left out a portion of this story as well, because I kind of wanted to hear your guys' opinion of kind of like the general story. So this was targeting, as you guys were suspecting, because it basically boiled down to the DM admitting that he killed the person on purpose because, apparently this is an exact quote of what the DM said, he had no time to teach some bitch how to play the game.
Ah, wunderbar.
And this is what D&D's all about, boys.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. The other players did get upset, and I'm not sure what happened, like, if the other players ended up staying with that DM or not, but apparently a lot of them did side with the new player.
That's okay then, but at least put something in the fucking group chat.
Yeah. Oh, it turns out the DM had also started a separate group chat for the rest of the people. And
not the new player.
Yeah, I thought that. Yeah, no, that's not okay. None of that is okay. And the whole point of D&D is to introduce people to D&D. Having a new person there, with a fully fledged group is a great thing, because then that person can understand, and by watching the rest of them, how to roleplay. It's hard to get a group of newbies to roleplay properly. They all think it's a computer game. It's not. It's a fucking roleplay game. So getting getting a newbie to be in a veteran group is great. They can all teach him as well.
Yes.
Yeah. I could rant about this for yes. hours.
My thoughts exactly.
Well, and it's not like you have to sit there and hold their fucking hand.
No.
Like,
you learn as you go along.
Yeah, if you have time to, like, DM a campaign, you have time to fucking give somebody a few pointers and then just let them do their thing. And then give them a few pointers later. Like, you can't tell me you don't have enough time for that. If you're holding the campaign already.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd hang the DM and fucking do it now.
100%.
Yep. I have to look at his face again.
Smack. Alright, so... bitch. Death by endless amounts of kobolds, then. How about that?
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah, I got no time to teach a bitch DM how to DM. All right, cool.
Next one.
Scenario number 2.
Oh, shit.
The thing Dungeon Death... Oh, sorry.
Oh, ahead. Shit.
My fucking phone alarm went off my bed. Very professional.
It's all good. Okay. Scenario number 2. The thing Dungeon Death Sentence was made for. So, a DM in this campaign doles out XP for, like, combat, good roleplay, starting objectives, like quests and stuff like that. And the group recently finished a campaign, and we're about to start a new one. The DM was asking, you know, advice from all of his players over, you know, what they liked, didn't like, what to change, so he can improve the game for his players. And one of the players... he had a lot of conflicts with during this discussion with them.
Uh-oh.
So one of the players disliked the XP system and wanted XP for basically doing anything, like pickpocketing, deception, healing, like kind of like a normal RPG.
And like a computer game.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And the DM didn't like this idea because all of a sudden... Dungeons & Dragons would be too similar to other RPGs, and suggested doing more, like, milestone XP, kind of like Sky does, where it's, like, when, like, the players can level up after they do so much activity or advance the story so far and stuff like that. The player was basically not having this and just kept stating that the DM should just give out more XP. There were a couple of other issues that they argued about, but generally ending in the same kind of stalemate, where neither could get headway or really could get across what they wanted, and generally just ended up with both being like, okay, let's just not talk about this anymore. So with the final argument coming to, like, the player wanting to carry over his character to the new campaign. Like, the character had an unfinished personal quest, so he wanted to keep going with that character. The DM agrees to this, but states that the bard that this person is playing be nerfed back down to level 3, since that's what the party is starting at.
Yeah.
And this leads to a big blow-up.
Fuck's
sake. And a lot of profanity that was in the post, which I'm not gonna, like, state. In essence, the player was just stating that he's going to ignore the DM and simply use his character at the level that it is at. And if you're thinking, you know, the character's like, you know, level 10 or something like that, no, he's level 5, by the way.
Oh.
So it's only like 2 levels of a difference.
So why is he being such a bitch?
You see, that's my wonder as well. The DM is basically just like, yo... you can't just simply break my rules, you know, when you feel like it. Like, if you're gonna play, you kind of have to abide by my rules.
Yeah.
So, the DM is also considering kicking out the player out of the group over this whole, like, debacle.
I probably would have already done that. I would have given an ultimatum. Look, you don't like the way I do it, then obviously I'm not the DM for you. You can feel free to find other groups on like Roll20 or something, or you know, LGS. If we're going to keep hitting heads like this, I'm not arguing with you about this anymore. You can just leave. I'll write you out as a heroic death if you wish. That's the way I would have took that.
All right. Finish up the post coop. Let's
get the last. No, that's basically it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What do you think, though, Onyx?
DMs have their rules set out on the table right before the game ever starts, so situations like this never happen. It's to like help the players understand, all right, this is my DMing style. If you don't like it, we can work on some compromises, but if you keep on busting against me whenever I already kind of said, no, that's not fair to the other players, we're going to have issues, right? Like, level 5 versus level 3, there is a big difference, because there's a lot of, that's third level spells, that's multi-attack for some classes, cantrip upgrades, yada, yada, yada. I've seen campaigns where there have been mismatched levels and players and everything, right? But it wouldn't have been that big of a hit for the player to go back down to level 3, honestly.
Like maybe if it he's was been like out level of... 1, I could see that being a bit of an issue.
Yeah, but he's been out of retirement. He's probably been in retirement for a few days or whatever. A few days.
Yeah, you lose two levels in 2 days.
Yeah, man, he got into the Dunkaroos and just,
you know, just went to hell.
But yeah, so honestly, the player's just being way overreacting on their on what's going on there. And the problem with the XP thing is like you don't earn XP through just, oh, I pickpocket this guy that pickpocket. Otherwise, Rodar in a game I was running would have like leveled up twice.
Hell yeah.
From all the times he pickpocketed people.
Literally every second I got. But that's probably why he was whinging, because he probably did the same thing.
Yeah. You got your money. Shut up.
Yeah. You got paid for this shit.
And a very good deal of trade deal.
Mm. Hell yeah.
But, yeah, the player's just whinging and being intolerable, and I'd probably say, dude, fix your shit, or
GTFO.
I'm not the DM for you.
And if there is problems or, like, you know, something that the party would, you know, rather aim in a different direction, then that's a whole party thing, and the whole party, you know, as a group, can go to the DM and be like, hey, you know, maybe we start at level 5, if that's possible. Or,
yeah,
you know, maybe we can change the rule a little bit to make the XP system something that's a little more friendly to everyone or something like that. But, you know, if you're the only one in a party having an issue like that, and then you're like, well, I'm going to ignore what you're saying and play my level 5 character anyway, or something like that, you know, that's when you're detracting from the experience for the whole party. And so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, saying, F you, I'm doing what I want. Think of it like this: as you're an employee and you say that to your boss, what's going to happen? You're going to get fired.
Oh, yeah, because in part there as well, you know, for the people that are sticking within the rules and doing their job properly, you know, you're kind of fucking with them a bit, too.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, I can get wanting to play with different rules and, you know, all of that. But if you're the only one in the party wanting it and you want to stay in the party, then just accept it for what it is and go for it.
Yep.
Or, you know.
All right, so hang in DM?
Huh?
Yeah. Fuck the DMs.
I was just going to come back to one other point that I made of it feeling like people think that D&D is a computer game where they're the main superhero. And they should get everything they want, no matter how it affects anybody else. And I think this is slowly but surely becoming a very, like, realized problem with these DDSs. I'm like, wait a minute. This is, like, a lot of players seem to think that they're, you know, I'm the main character of the story. Fair enough. Yeah, you are. But You're not a superhero, and not everything goes your way. Gonna meet hardship. It's not a computer game. Yeah.
It's a collaborative storytelling experience.
Exactly. You're basically all just reading a book out loud.
And the thing The thing is you can be a superhero, and you can be like a crazy character if that's what the DM is okay with. Yeah. If that's what the campaign is about, then you can be that. But if you're in just some normal, you know, escort a cart from this town to this town sort of campaign, no.
Yeah.
Or at least do a little bit of build up first.
Yeah, like you have to keep with the theme and within the boundaries of what the campaign actually is, and that's all dependent on what the DM has said.
So hanging player I would go with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hang the player by making them level one and die in a shitty encounter.
Oh, I was gonna see unlimited XP. So overwhelmed with levels.
They blow up.
Yeah. I'm all the power. Cool.
All right. So scenario number 3, dog haters.
Oh god.
Did not know what else to call this one. It's a weird one. This one. So one of the players of a group posted this, where the group had been playing for quite a while. And things were going really good up until recently. Because out of nowhere, the DM started to push a quest on a party to kill 100 dogs and bring their corpses to a man that they had not known before. Multiple times, a couple of members stated to the DM that they were uncomfortable with that and that the characters would never do anything like that. But apparently he kept pushing for it. And one of the players was actually adamant that they should do it, since there was a reward of some sort. So the other players refused, and it was literally just this one player that did it themselves, and the whole session, they just had to, like, sit there and listen to this player going into, like, shelters and burning dogs alive and killing dogs that he saw on the street, as the DM basically, like, cheered this player on and described the death of the dogs apparently in excruciating detail. Like,
I'm uncomfy.
Yeah, right. Apparently, it served nothing for the story, and it was just the DM thinking that it would be, like, funny, but most of the players were completely uncomfortable. So, should the DM have continued as he did, since one of the players was into it, or should he have stopped once the others backed out?
I think that's an okay
get the fuck out. The DM and that player are serial killers in the making. Get the fuck out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is also how to tell you're a cat person versus a dog person,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, no kidding.
The second the IRL said, like, I'm uncomfortable with this, I don't think even my character would even want to go with this. You kind of have to take a step back and go, maybe. You know.
You want to kill some dogs?
Do you want to commit atrocities, maybe?
This is one of those rare cases where you have one of your players excited for something, while the other players are less than. You want to facilitate for all players, right? This is not that time. Yeah. This is not that time. You fucking facilitate for a player. This ain't that time. 100 dogs. Okay, just say, okay, done. There you go. You get your reward. You don't go into the excruciating details of how you're enacting it and the DM excruciatingly RPing how the dogs feel as they're going and shit, right? You don't do that.
Well, yeah, because making the other two players sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
Before, however.
Like, it's, you know, you can have an evil character doing an evil thing and it not have to be killing 100 fucking dogs and then explaining how each one happened. Like, that's just insane. Mm-hmm. Like, what did your evil character do? Well, went into an orphanage, burned it down. Like, that's, you know, that's all you have to say.
Yeah.
burn down the dog shelter. That's all you gotta say. The animal shelter had 100 dogs in it. Whatever. They lit a match, they walked away. Like, it, that would be like, okay, that's not great, but it is an evil character, but, you know, it is what it is, versus going to individual dogs and lighting them on fire or something, and then the DM describes it. Like, that, yeah, no, that's...
We're hitting limit levels of, like, this is actual behavior you should be worried about.
Yeah.
There are some fantasies you can do in D&D. This is not one of them.
I came for D&D, not a radio snuff play. All right, but hopefully they haven't actually killed dogs at this point.
I'm just like a lot of like the stuff I'll say during the Dungeon Death Sentence, like examples and everything, and all the situations is, you know, all about theming and, you know, what exactly is the campaign to fit stuff into it. Like, you know, it's the reason why we try to make sure that all of our characters are around the same place on, like, the alignment chart.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'd be really difficult to have some, like, you know, lawful good person in a party with, like, a chaotic evil or something. You know what I'm saying.
I mean,
like, it can be
have that right now.
In a sense, but at the same time, it's like, we're not having, like, this fucking crusader-type person in a party with a psycho killer.
Yeah.
And so, it's kind of a, you know, and even if you did do that, it would be kind of a reluctant thing. But, you know, is this campaign, you know, kind of a more evil campaign? And is it kind of a better campaign? And, you know, maybe killing a dog in an evil campaign for some people might make some sense. I don't know. But there are limits. And if, you know, if several people in the party are saying that they're not down for it, then...
you don't do it.
Yeah. And like, the theming of it, if it's going to be an evil campaign in the first place, like... you know, maybe have a discussion about, you know, the sort of evil things y'all want to do beforehand, because you know that it's going to get to a sensitive subject somewhere, because somebody is going to have a thought.
This goes back to that forced sexual one that we talked
about.
Oh god, yeah, right?
Yeah. It's kind of like, nah, these are cretins in the making. This is not okay.
Yeah.
One thing that makes me, like, wonder, though, is just, like, apparently this came out of nowhere from the DM. But it's, like, what were the 100 dogs used for? Because apparently they had to go back to the guy. I'm like, was this kind of, like, a grand ritual to summon, like, some demon to, like, then attack the characters for the evil deeds
cat
that
demon?
They did? Or something like that? I'm just, like, I feel like there would have had to be... like, some sort of reason behind this, but it's like the post doesn't go into it at all.
The NPC was a tabaxi.
Wow. Yeah, it's kind of like the post did say that it didn't move the plot in any way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a strange thing. Even if you're evil, like you said, that's excessive. It's excessive.
We'll give you 10 gold to kill 100 dogs with one person. Like, there's rewards. We should do it. It's like, the fuck? It's 10 fucking gold. What kind of shit are you on?
I'm going to look in this cave. It's probably got a magic item in there, an artifact. I was like, fuck you, dogs.
Evil.
Better yet, let's just fucking kill the dude that offered us 10 gold to kill 100 dogs, take the 10 gold, and save 100 dogs. Like,
see, now... oh, that is a way better way of doing it. If somebody came up to your party and said, hey, kill 100 dogs and I'll pay you handsomely, bring us the corpses. You're just like, stab. Nah, not me.
Actually 10 gold?
I'm just giving an example.
Oh, I was like, Jesus, I would not take that job. It is fiscally irresponsible to take that job.
My time is worth more than that.
Yeah, 10 gold to kill 100 dogs? Jesus. The logistics alone would cost more than that, man.
Intimidation, I'll kill you for 10 gold.
Yeah, fuck. I heard you're making a killing. Me too, slit's throat.
Nice.
That was a scene in Dragon Age and funny as fuck. Some dude's extorting the people. You manage to get him to pay out the money and then you can kill him anyway. Oh shit. But yeah, so
hanging the player.
I got
DM.
No. Hanging the DM.
Both. Yeah, both of those two, yeah.
Yeah. The players, the good players, they can sit over here, good boys. Good boys. Yeah, you get the head screeches.
So DM and player death by 100 dogs.
What if, here's my weird imagination. What if the DM and that one player were cats, and then the other two players were dogs, and they were feeding?
For God's sake.
Does anybody know true polymorph?
Wait, we could get the level 5 from the last, the last scenario. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, so definitely hang those two, because that's not okay behavior, no matter where you put it.
Nah.
Yeah, it's list time. They're going on a list.
Oh, God, not all those lists.
We're going on a trip on our favorite public list.
Oh, no.
Watch for suicide.
And on that note, thank you, everybody, for joining us. On this very special episode of Dungeon Destinations. We are the killers. No suicide.
Executioners.
Yeah.
That's true. We have a profession. Yeah. Executioners.
Killers are not paid to do it. That's true. To a certain extent.
I mean, there's an army in there. Anyway.
Holy shit!
I would like to extend a special thank you to my fellow executioners, Olive.
Yeah.
Onyx.
Woot.
And Rodar.
And you leave them dogs alone.
My name is Coop, and I thank you for joining us today.
Bye!
Bye.
And stop recording.